2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith, now there's in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for His appearing. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith, now there's in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for His appearing. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith, now there's in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
Daniel 3, verses 17 and 18.
If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and He will rescue us from your hand, O King. But even if He does not, we want you to know, O King, we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you set up. O King, we just wanted you to know. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and He will rescue us from your hand, O King. But even if He does not, we want you to know. The image of gold you set up, O King, we just wanted you to know. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and He will rescue us from your hand, O King. But even if He does not, we want you to know. The image of gold you set up, O King, we just wanted you to know.
Colossians 1, 15 and 18.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by Him and for Him. For all things in Him, all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have supremacy. Invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. supremacy.
Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14.
Do not be afraid, stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for
Hebrews 4, 12, and 13.
For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the
Hebrews chapter 11, verses 3 and 1, chapter 10, verse 39.
By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, certain of what we do not see. We are not of those shrink back and are destroyed by the bells who believe and are saved. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see. We are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. By faith we understand that the universe was born at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see. We are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. By faith we understand.
Isaiah 43, verses 2 and 3.
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they'll not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they'll not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they'll not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.
John 11, 25 and 26.
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes, and whoever lives and believes, and whoever lives and believes in me will never, never die. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes, and whoever lives and believes, and whoever lives and believes in me will never, never die. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes, and whoever lives and believes, and whoever lives and believes in me will never, never die.
Psalms 3, verses 1 through 4.
Rise up against me. Many around me. Oh Lord, you bestow glory on me. And lift up my head to the Lord, I cry aloud. Oh Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him.
Psalms 107, verses 1, 2, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14.
Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this, to those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Some sat in darkness and the deepest gloom, prisoners suffering in iron chains, for they had rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. So He subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled and there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this, those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Some sat in darkness and the deepest gloom, prisoners suffering in iron chains, for they had rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. So He subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled and there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good.
First Peter 1, verses 24, 25, chapter 2, verse 2.
All men are like grass, and their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you, spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow. All men are like grass, and their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you, spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow. All men are like grass, and their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you, spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow. All men are like grass. All men. are like grass. All men are like grass.
Acts 1, verses 4, 5, and 8.
Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes in you, and you will be my witnesses. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes in you. And you will be my witnesses. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes in you, and you will be my witnesses.
Psalms 118, verses 5, 6, and 7.
In my anguish I cried to the Lord. He answered by setting me free. The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. I cried to the Lord. He answered by setting me free. The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. In my anguish I cried to the Lord. He answered by setting me free. The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid.
Psalms 36, verses 5, 6, and 7.
Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the great deep. O Lord, you preserve both man and beast. How priceless is your unfailing love. Both high and low among men find refuge in the shadow of your wings. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the great deep. Preserve both man and beast. How priceless is your unfailing love. Both high and low among men find refuge in the shadow of your wings. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the great deep. O Lord, you preserve both man and beast. How priceless is your unfailing love. Both high and low among men find refuge in the shadow of your wings.
Philippians 1, 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22.
Yes, I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. What has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage, so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body. Whether by life or by death, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I'm to go on living in the body, this means fruitful labor for me. Yes, I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage, so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body. Whether by life or by death, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I'm to go on living in the body, this means fruitful labor for me. Yes, I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance.
First Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35, 36, 37, 42, 43, 54, 55, and 57.
But someone may ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed. Just a seed. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Your sting. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But someone may ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, just a seed. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Acts 9, verses 1 through 6.
Still breathing murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city and you'll be told what you must do. still breathing murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you'll be told what you must do."
Job 37, verses 1 through 5.
At this my heart pounds and leaps from its place. Listen, listen to the roar of his voice, to rumblings that come from his mouth.
He unleashes his lightning beneath the whole heaven, sends it to the ends of the earth. After that comes the sound of his roar, he thunders with his majestic voice.
Listen to the roar of his voice, to rumblings that come from his mouth.
He unleashes his lightning beneath the whole heaven, sends it to the ends of the earth. After that comes the sound of his roar, he thunders with his majestic voice.
From his mouth.
He unleashes his lightning beneath the whole heaven, sends it to the ends of the earth. After that comes the sound of his roar, he thunders with his majestic voice. When his voice resounds, he holds nothing back. God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. He does great things beyond our understanding.
Psalm 75, verses 6, 7, 9, and 10.
No one from the east or west or from the desert can exalt a man. It is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another. As for me, I will declare this forever. I will sing praise to the God of Jacob.
Psalms 147, verses 1 through 4, 5, 10, and 11.
Praise the Lord! How good it is to sing praises to our God! How pleasant and fitting to praise Him! The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Star.
2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 29 through 30, 33 through 34.
You are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord turns my darkness into light. With your help I can advance against the truth. With my God, I can scale a wall. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. You are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord turns my darkness into light. With your help I can advance against the truth. With my God, I can scale a wall. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. You are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord turns my darkness into light. With your help I can advance against the truth. With my God, I can scale a wall. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights.
Hebrews 2, verses 6, 7, 8, and 9.
What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor and put everything under his feet. In putting everything under him, God left nothing that is not subject to him. Yet at present we do not see everything subject to him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor. What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor and put everything under his feet. Yet at present we do not see everything subject to him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor.
Philippians 3:8-11.
I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them a rubbish that I might gain Christ and be found in Him. Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them a rubbish that I might gain Christ and be found in him. Righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
Zechariah 14, verses 3, 4, and 9.
The Lord will go out and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. On that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem. The Mount of Olives.
dollars will be split in two from east to west, forming a great valley, with half the mountain moving north and half moving south. The Lord will be king. The Lord will go out and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. On that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem. The Mount of Olives will be split in two from east to west, forming a great valley, with half the mountain moving north and half moving south. The Lord will be king. The Lord will go out and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. On that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem. The Mount of Olives will be split in two from east to west, forming a great valley, with half the mountain moving north and half moving south. The Lord will be king. The Lord will be king.
Revelations 22, verses 17 and 20.